Good morning. My name is Nathan Zassman, and you're listening to Zassman Plays the Classics. Today is my fourth program in my Instruments of the Orchestra series featuring the English horn. The music that opened today's program, which you can hear in the background, is the vocalise for English horn and piano by Olivier Messiaen, performed by the English hornist Alison Teal. The English horn is a double reed instrument in the oboe family that's about 1.5 times longer than the oboe. It has a pear or onion-shaped bell at the bottom and a mellower, almost vocal quality that's darker in tone and lower in pitch than the oboe. Gabriel Fauré was a French composer, organist, pianist, and teacher. He was born May 12, 1845 and died November 4, 1924. He was one of the foremost French composers of his generation, and his musical style influenced many 20th century composers. He was also head of the Paris Conservatory and taught many of the most famous French composers, including Ravel, Enescu, and Nadia Boulanger. According to musicologist Henri Prunier, what Fauré developed among his pupils was taste, harmonic sensibility, the love of pure lines, of unexpected and colorful modulations, but he never gave them recipes for composing according to his style, and that is why they all sought and found their own paths in many different and often opposing directions. I personally identify with this, as my most important teacher, Arnold Jacobs with the Chicago Symphony, didn't believe in formalizing a technique. His approach was to inspire musicianship by stressing that you had to focus on style and communicating a message to your audience. One of Fauré's most popular pieces is the incidental music for Pelléas and Mélisande. This is the Sicilienne for English horn, performed by Thomas Stacey on the English horn. Thank you. The Sicilienne for English horn from the Incidental Music for Peleus and Melisande by Gabriel Fauré, performed by Thomas Stacey on the English horn. George Philipp Telemann was a German composer of the late Baroque period. He was born March 14, 1681, and died June 25, 1767, so he was 86 when he died, which is pretty remarkable, as the life expectancy at that time was only 39 years, and over 12% would die in their first year. Telemann composed a collection of his music for amateur musicians to perform at home, which appeared as a musical periodical, the first of its kind, published in 25 four-page volumes every 2 weeks. His collection covered all genres of music for different voice parts and almost all common instruments. It was called The Faithful Music Master. This is an arrangement of the Recorder Sonata in F major, arranged and performed by Thomas Stacey on the English horn. Recorder Sonata in F Major by George Philipp Telemann, arranged and performed by English hornist Thomas Stacey. George Frederick Handel is another German composer, born February 23, 1685, 4 years after Telemann. He died April 14, 1759. It seems that some composers lived much longer than the average person, as Handel made it to age 75, again almost double the average of 39 years at that time. While Handel was born in Germany, he spent most of his career in England and is regarded as one of the greatest composers of the Baroque era. Most people have heard his Water Music, Messiah, and Music for the Royal Fireworks. This is the famous aria, Where'er You Walk, from the musical drama Semele, composed by George Frederick Handel and arranged and performed on the English horn by Thomas Stacey.
Thank you.
aria Where'er You Walk by George Frideric Handel, performed on the English horn by Thomas Stacey. Mozart composed the Adagio for English horn, two violins, and cello in 1789, 2 years before his death at 35. This performance is by the Berner String Quartet with English horn soloist Ingo Goritzky. Adagio for English Horn and String Quartet by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, performed by English hornist Ingo Goritzky with the Berner String Quartet. Alexander Borodin was a Russian doctor and chemist and a romantic composer. He was born November 12, 1833, and died February 27, 1887. He's best known for his symphonies, two string quartets, and the opera The Steppes of Central Asia. As a chemist, Borodin was noted for his work on aldehydes, which have been in the news in recent years as research indicates that they can promote cancer. Our body converts the alcohol we drink into aldehydes, but 30 to 60% of people from Japan, Korea, and China are missing a natural enzyme known as acetaldehyde dehydrogenase due to a faulty gene that inactivates this enzyme. This is why many Asians develop red flushes when they drink and why they may be also sensitive to the cancer-promoting effects of alcohol. Now back to Borodin's music. This is the third movement, Notturno, from Borodin's second string quartet, arranged and performed by English hornist Thomas Stacey.
Thank you.
Notturno from String Quartet No. 2 by the Russian composer, doctor, and chemist Alexander Borodin, arranged and performed by English hornist Thomas Stacey. Antonio Pasculi was an Italian oboist and composer known as the Paganini of the oboe. He was born in Palermo, Sicily, October 13, 1842, and died there February 24, 1924. Pasculi traveled widely in Italy, Germany, and Austria, performing as an oboe soloist. He also directed symphony and wind orchestra concerts and transcribed a large number of opera pieces for oboe and piano or oboe and harp. His works require extraordinary virtuosity and make constant use of arpeggios, trills, and scales, and require the oboist to practice circular breathing. Circular breathing is a technique where you allow your cheeks to expand, and as you squeeze your cheeks together to move air out of your lips, you simultaneously inhale air through your nose. Many trumpet virtuosos and a few trombonists learn how to use circular breathing. His music was forgotten early in the 20th century, but rediscovered by oboists Heinz Holliger and Omar Zoboli, who began reviving his music. The next piece is fantasy on a theme from Verdi's Un ballo in maschera, a masked ball, arranged by Antonio Pasculi for English horn and piano, and performed by Alison Teal on the English horn.
Thank you.
Fantasy on a theme from Verdi's opera A Masked Ball for English horn and piano by Antonio Pasculi, performed by Alison Teal, English horn. René Gerber was a Swiss composer, born June 29, 1908, and died October 21, 2006. Gerber was a student of Paul Dukas and Nadia Boulanger, and he composed 15 concertos, lots of chamber music, vocal music, piano music, a work for organ, and two operas inspired by Shakespeare plays Romeo and Juliet and Midsummer Night's Dream. This is the Concerto for English Horn and Orchestra, performed by English hornist Peggy Way Irvin. Leo loosely conducts the Berner Sinfonietta.
Thank you.
Concerto for English Horn and Orchestra by Rene Gerber, performed by English hornist Peggy Way Irvin, accompanied by the Berner Sinfonietta, conducted by Theo Loosely. James McMillan is a contemporary Scottish classical composer and conductor, born July 16, 1959. He composed The World's Ransoming as the first of three interrelated compositions in Macmillan's Easter Triptych, commissioned by the London Symphony Orchestra. It was dedicated to English horn soloist Christine Pendrell, who performed the world premiere July 11, 1996. This recording features Christine Pendrell, English horn soloist, with the London Symphony, conducted by Sir Colin Davis.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The World's Ransoming by the Scottish composer James Macmillan. Sir Colin Davis conducted the London Symphony with English horn soloist Christine Pendrell. Ned Roram is a contemporary American composer who won a Pulitzer Prize for music in 1976. He composed the Concerto for English Horn and Orchestra as a commission by the New York Philharmonic to commemorate the orchestra's sesquicentennial anniversary. It was dedicated to Thomas Stacey, principal English horn with the New York Philharmonic. Thomas Stacey is the English horn soloist in this performance, accompanied by the Rochester Philharmonic, conducted by Michael Palmer.
Thank you.
Concerto for English Horn and Orchestra by the contemporary American composer Ned Roram. Thomas Stacey was the English horn soloist, accompanied by the Rochester Philharmonic, conducted by Michael Palmer. You know, one of the most interesting aspects of producing these programs for you each week is learning about musicians and composers that I'd never heard of before. I'd never heard of James McMillan or René Gerber, and also the next composer, Hans Steinmetz, a German composer born February 19, 1901, and who died April 5, 1975. He composed Liebesruf eines Faun in 1954. This wonderful performance is by the English horn soloist Albrecht Mayer with pianist Marcus Becker.
Thank you.
Liebes Ruf eines Faun by Hans Steinmetz, performed by English hornist Albrecht Meyer, accompanied by pianist Marcus Becker. This ends today's program, the fourth in my English Horn series. Remember that you can listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts by going to ZastmanClassics.com, and if you have any recommendations for future programs, or if you would just like to chat about music, my email address is music@Zastman, that's ZASSMAN.com. My name is Nathan Zastman, and you've been listening to Zastman Plays the Classics, brought to you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Central Time on CJUM Radio, online at umfm.com, and at 101.5 on your FM radio dial if you live in the Winnipeg area. Tune in again next week for my final program featuring the English horn. As I have a few minutes left, I'll close with the Gymnopédie No. 1 by Erik Satie, performed again by Albrecht Meyer, English horn, accompanied by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner.